If you've just tuned in, this is On The Record on The Sound Alternative with Jeff Bullen. And it's story time on this Tuesday edition of On The Record. Let's turn the page on a celebration of baby achievements with the new book from local creative Renee Haywood and Rebecca Mills. Say Hooray is the perfect book to engage the whole family in those special moments of baby's early days. From rolling front to back to waving goodbye, the playful rhymes and vibrant illustrations make this an amazing read-aloud book for babies and older siblings alike. RTRFM's Danae Gibson chatted with the author and the illustrator about the process of writing, the love of libraries, and the importance of reading.
My name is Renee Haywood, and I am the author of Say Hooray.
Hooray!
Hooray!
And I'm Rebecca Mills, and I had the opportunity to illustrate Say Hooray.
Hooray!
Hooray!
It is so cute because that is literally the text, isn't it?
Tell me
where it started. Say Hooray is how many pages long?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know.
It's 12 spreads.
12 spreads.
That's 12
so
spreads.
24 pages,
right.
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, so where did the idea for those 24 pages come from?
Well, I had a very young child myself, so I've got two children now, but this was when my firstborn was about 6 months old, and I spent a lot of time nap-trapped. So with him
what
in my
that
arms,
mean?
That means when, I think a lot of parents would know what that means these days, but where you're basically have a sleeping child in your arms and you can't move for fear of waking them. And that was basically how my son slept for the first 6 to 12 months of his life. And I had lots of ideas going round and round in my head. And I tried to write a lot of them down on an iPad, just one-handed. And Say Hooray was one of them. And I was just thinking about all the wonderful things that he was learning to do as, you know, this new baby who was experiencing everything for the first time, doing things for the first time. And, yeah, that's where Say Hooray came from.
Well, strangely enough, I have met baby Ruth via TikTok. Say Hooray for baby Ruth. Today she cut a brand new tooth. Hooray!
Hooray!
And I'm raising my arms in hooray-ness. Baby Ruth, a beautiful drawing.
Thank you so much.
What happens first?
Well, with all of the baby names, I essentially went through the top 50 baby names for Australian kids and kind of worked out what rhymes with things that
That's
babies
a great
do.
Way of doing it.
And for the ones that, you know, weren't top 50, because I don't think Baby Ruth is a top 50 baby name at the moment in Australia.
I'd be really surprised if it is.
It rhymed with tooth. So, you know, there was kind of some things I went name first and then what rhymes with it, and some things I kind of went, I really want to talk about new teeth or rolling over or something like that, and how can I rhyme that with a baby name?
So you see the two lines.
Yep.
Say hooray for baby Ruth. Today she cut a brand new tooth.
Yep.
And then you launch into something and it's magically done 4 minutes later, right?
Absolutely. Or maybe 3 minutes sometimes. I was really lucky that I had so much creative freedom with the book. Fremantle Press really just let me go wild with it. So, Renee says that she, in her mind, had something that was a bit more subdued and like maybe pencil drawn or something like that. And then I came out with this crazy explosion of colour that is a lot.
Beautiful.
I normally draw animals and plants and that kind of thing. So drawing babies was a bit of a change, but I think they came out cute. So
I think they
did. Definitely did.
How do you decide what the baby's going to look like? Because it could be white-skinned, brown-skinned.
Well, diversity is important in Australia to represent everybody. So we made a point of making sure that there's babies from all different ethnicities in there. There's even a baby in there with the hearing aid. And a lot of that, some of those came from Renee's words as well. There's a baby Ming in there learning like a new song to sing. Having diversity is important in any Australian book, I think, and more diversity in books is what bookshops need.
Absolutely. I noticed that one. I've only seen four images, but baby Ming learns to sing and there's a little radio in the corner.
Yeah, at a library rhyme time. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it. What sort of reaction are you getting from parents that are not directly related to you?
It's been really amazing, actually. One of the things I saw, someone sent me an image of a big sister with a brand new baby holding the book up, and this was like a day old baby, and saying, like, say hooray. And that was just so beautiful, because that's what we kind of wanted this book to be. You know, it is for celebrating babies, but, you know, for parents or any sort of caregiver, grandparents, but also those big siblings who, you know, they get books read to them as well. And to have, you know, big siblings actually saying hooray for the new sibling in their life, I think is just beautiful.
I was a big sibling too, quite a bit older than my younger brother and sister, and I got to do a lot of reading of books, which is beautiful. Amazing fun, and is still a distinct memory of, you know, them growing up. Richard Scarry was a popular author, illustrator, yeah, when we were young, and the Bunny Book was a favourite. I still think there's a bunny book somewhere in the family. I heard a report this morning about Commander Cat. This morning was talking about melatonin soaked infused gummy bears for children.
Oh, so okay.
That children who are having difficulty sleeping, yep, could, mm-hmm, have a gummy bear with melatonin, and there were problems with how much was in it. Some had none, some had three times too much, and yeah, wow, et cetera, et cetera. My first response was, read them a book.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, not everyone has access to a massive library of books all their lives, but even if you have one good, colourful book for a child, that's part of the ritual of sleep, isn't it?
It certainly was for me growing up, and it is for my children as well. My children will not go to sleep without three books each. Each. Yeah, it's been part of their routine ever since they were born, like literally since they were born.
And they're not even old enough to know you're a writer, are they?
No, well, my son is, who's five.
Really? What does he think about it?
Well, it's funny because he's grown up with it. His dad is also an author illustrator, James Foley. So he's sort of, I think he probably wonders why all kids don't have parents that make books, because we've also got friends who make books, and, you know, their kids, he hangs out with them. So
the Chickensaurus lives at your place?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Excellent. I wondered where it was when it wasn't in the pages of a book.
Yeah.
Are yours old enough,
yeah,
Rebecca?
Yeah, yeah. They like spotting my work out and about. And my work, I've been very lucky with the clients. So I did the icons for the Zoom app, and I've done, mm-hmm, like a bin chicken icon for the city of Canning that's on rubbish trucks. And so they love spotting mum's work out in the wild. But my son does not enjoy art, so that's been quite distressing for me.
Well,
not distressing, that's not the right word. But I used to sit down and try and get him to draw with me, and he would slowly slide under the table to get away from it. Whereas my daughter now, she wants to be an illustrator, so we sit down and we draw together, and it's a bit of a bonding experience.
Also, yeah, Shows you can't make it happen if it's not there,
really,
to mine.
No, you can't. He would rather do anything else, but, you know, everyone is different, and yeah, they are.
So he's not embarrassed that you're illustrator.
He's very proud when he sees the stuff out and about. He just doesn't want that for himself, and I love that he's very confident in what he doesn't want already at 10. Yeah.
2 and 5 and 7 and 9. What do they read? He's not 10 yet.
Yeah, well, nearly 10. Yeah.
Renee, with yours, you're choosing all the books.
No. Oh, my children choose.
My mistake, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a little bit of a say in, you know, I suppose what comes home sometimes. But, my children, they love going to the library and choosing their own books. And my son has just discovered nonfiction. But my daughter, she'll just pick anything off the shelf and say, Mummy, read me book. Both my kids have been like that. I've been very, very lucky, actually, because it was a fear, a bit like yours, Rebecca, that my children would not like books. And we've got a house full of books, and I thought it would be a real shame if my children didn't engage with that. And, you know, that would have been okay. That would have been them.
Sure.
But I'm really happy that they do enjoy that, because it's such a wonderful thing that we get to enjoy together. And it's a calming thing. So if ever they're feeling a little bit wobbly, then, you know, we can sort of go, okay, do you want to read a book? Come sit in my lap. And, yeah, and it's that nice thing that we can do together to sort of help regulate both of us.
It must be a difficult space to be in. I can only guess there are 42 million gazillion kids' books in the world. How do you cut through to have your book in the front of mind of potential readers?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, I think having a fantastic cover is a great thing. Thanks, Rebecca.
Because, I'll go along with that.
Yeah. Thank you. I think as soon as I saw the cover for Say Hooray, I just went, wow, that pops. That is going to stand out on a shelf. And it does. You know, it's beautiful. And it's really easy to see it. Even if it's not face out, if it's spine out in a bookshop, even the spine is gorgeous, you know, like it's just got so many colours and it makes you want to pull it out. And I think, you know, that you say don't judge a book by its cover, but I think you can tell a lot about this book from its cover. Mm. And yeah, Rebecca, you did a fantastic job with
it. Thank you. Yeah. I also think it's in WA in particular, like the writing community is really strong and supportive of each other. I've done a couple other books and some internationally, and Fremantle Press's like marketing team is just amazing. Like opportunities like being here on the radio is amazing, and being like Perth Festival and just being able to meet people and talk to them about our book is the best way for them to know about it, and then maybe they'll show it to other people.
And I think libraries as well, like had some fantastic interest from local libraries who are getting us to come in and share our book with readers, which is fantastic. You know, I think the world cannot give enough credit to librarians for what they do.
I've already done that this morning with
fantastic
someone in the office talking about how important libraries are. They're incredibly important. He was talking about a stage where during the pandemic and the institution he was working in had early retirements of older librarians. And so the balance, the scales of older experienced librarian and young funky librarian tipped to the young funky, which I think the older experienced librarians were probably in their youth, the same young funky librarians. But it is an incredible place that we all need on any campus or little town or village or retirement home, probably even.
Yeah, I think like you were saying before, you know, some people don't have access to books at home, but we have to remember libraries are free and there are so many things that like libraries want you to use them.
Absolutely.
As well. So I remember during the pandemic, you know, we couldn't go to the library. And so because I'm a member of my local library, they sent out an email saying, you know, we order books and we will do up a pack for you and you can come and collect them. And that's what we did. And my son loved doing that. You know, it was exciting to go and collect our little packet of books from the library.
And there's now the Libby Book Club, which means you can be part of an online book club through the library system and have access to the book of the month, I guess it is, and talk about books online. So you don't even have to leave your home. And if you can't leave your home, that's a great place to be involved. Yep. Anyway, we could talk about libraries, obviously. They're part of the writing and reading community across the globe. They're really important. We are ostensibly here to talk about Say Hooray, written by Renee Hayward and illustrated by Rebecca Mills, who I'm chatting with this morning. Say Hooray for Baby Ruth. Today she cut a brand new tooth. I'm probably going to have that as an earworm for some weeks now. Do you have one that popped out for you, Rebecca? As the illustrator, was there a line that you just went, can't wait to draw that?
Oh, I loved all of them. Like
it's like picking a favourite child, I get
it. It actually is. I think I started with Ruth. I think she was the first. Oh, no, it was Lana with the banana. I started with that one because that was really fun. And, I don't know. I feel like I love them all. So it was, there's not really a favourite.
Okay.
And I think because I lived all of the steps with my own kids, like each of them brought back memories. So all nice.
It's a kind of a cuter version of your own digital library on your smartphone or iPad, perhaps.
Yeah.
Is there something that sticks in your mind, Renee?
There's a couple that I really love. I love Baby Chris blowing his dad a kiss.
Oh, nice.
It's that one, just when I saw that, I just thought that just captures that love that parents feel when their child actually does something, initiates some love back. Because, you know, you do a lot of giving as a parent, and then to have a child do something loving like that is just so beautiful. And just the look on the dad's face, that melts me. And I love the colours on Baby Stu doing some peekaboo from behind his space-themed curtain.
I wasn't sure what the ooh was going to be there.
Yeah, playing
Stu
peekaboo.
And rhyming with. Okay.
And that reminded me definitely of my kids hiding behind the curtains and thinking that I couldn't see their little feet. Yeah. But then, you know, going, Mummy, here I am.
I love it. Say hooray is a great phrase, a great attitude for life, I think. And it's been really nice chatting with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for having us.
That was writer Renee Haywood and illustrator Rebecca Mills. Say Hooray is published by Fremantle Press. Hope that left you feeling all nice and warm and fuzzy on this cold and icky Makaroo morning.